This is Radio Romania International Broadcasting from Bucharest. Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration. Welcome to Changemakers, I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Today's edition is devoted to January 15th, which is not just a date on Romania's calendar, but one of the few days officially reserved for culture itself. Since 2010, January 15th has been celebrated as Romania's National Culture Day, chosen to coincide with the birth of the one dubbed our greatest national poet, Mihai Eminescu. The association is not accidental and it is not symbolic in the empty sense. Eminescu's life and work sit at a crossroads where language, politics, education, and identity were all being actively shaped. To understand why January 15th became National Culture Day, we need to step away from the marble statue version of Eminescu and look instead at what he actually did in his own time with the tools and limits he had. Stay tuned. Eminescu was born in 1850 in a Romania that did not yet fully exist as a modern state. The Romanian principalities had only recently united, and institutions, universities, the press, academies were fragile or incomplete. Romanian was still competing with French, German, Greek, and Church Slavonic as a language of administration, education, and culture. So Eminescu did not inherit a finished literary language. He worked inside a language that was still being standardized. One of his most concrete contributions was precisely this. He expanded Romania's expressive capacity, especially in poetry, by systematically integrating philosophical vocabulary, archaic forms and regional speech into a coherent, flexible literary register. This was not ornamental. It allowed Romanian to carry abstract ideas, time, infinity, causality, history, without borrowing entire conceptual frameworks from other languages. You can see this clearly in poems like Scrisoarea Întâi, the first letter, or glossa, where poetic form is used to test how far Romanian syntax can stretch without breaking. Another less discussed aspect is his editorial and journalistic work, which occupied far more of his daily life than poetry. From 1877 to 1883, Eminescu worked as a journalist at Timpul, one of the most influential newspapers of the time. His articles were not literary essays. They were political, economic, and institutional critiques, often written under tight deadlines and a censorship pressure. What makes them culturally important is not their ideology, which was conservative and often controversial, but their method. Eminescu argued for professional administration, merit-based public office, and institutional continuity, at a time when political power changed hands rapidly and often opportunistically. In other words, he treated the press as a tool of civic responsibility, not personal branding. That idea that culture includes public accountability is part of why his legacy extends beyond literature. Eminescu was also deeply shaped by German education and philosophy, particularly during his studies in Vienna and Berlin. He attended lectures in philosophy, history, and economics, often without being formally enrolled, absorbing ideas from Kant, Schopenhauer, and German Romanticism. But what is important is what he didn't do. He did not simply translate German ideas into Romanian verse. Instead, he adapted them. He filtered philosophical pessimism, cosmology, and metaphysics through local myth, folklore, and historical memory. Poems like Luceafărul, The Evening Star, are often described vaguely as romantic, but structurally they are something else. They combine folk narrative with philosophical allegory, creating a hybrid form that did not previously exist in Romanian literature. Proof that the Romanian culture did not have to choose between folklore and philosophy. And since I mentioned Luceafărul, you may not know that it has 98 stanzas, that is approximately 392 lines, And some organizations, notably the World Records Academy, have described it as the longest love poem in the world. Another fact that tends to be overshadowed by legend is that Eminescu published very little poetry during his lifetime. Most of what we read today was edited and organized after his death by Titu Maiorescu. What survives today are thousands of manuscript pages, drafts, fragments, alternate versions, which show a working method based on continuous revision rather than inspiration. So what is more important about Eminescu is how he wrote. He would often rewrite the same poem over many years, changing imagery, syntax, and rhythm with surgical precision. Entire stanzas were removed, philosophical passages, condensed metaphors replaced when they became too explicit. Another concrete contribution lies in his range of genres, which is often reduced to lyric poetry. Eminescu wrote narrative poems, philosophical poems, political satire, prose fiction, and literary criticism. His short prose texts, such as Sermanul Dionis, Pu Dionis, are among the earliest Romanian examples of speculative fiction, combining metaphysics, psychology, and temporal distortion in ways that predate similar experiments in Romanian prose by decades. His poetry also introduced a new relationship between voice and perspective. Eminescu frequently shifts between first-person meditation, impersonal observation, and mythic narration within the same text. This instability of perspective was unusual at the time and allowed Romanian poetry to move beyond confession or description into more complex narrative structures. Equally important is his lexical discipline. Eminescu avoided neologisms when they felt artificial and preferred to reactivate older words, original forms, or compound constructions. When he did introduce new terms, they were integrated gradually, tested in multiple contexts. This approach influenced later writers by establishing a standard of linguistic responsibility rather than novelty for its own sake. Finally, Eminescu's literary influence is measurable not by imitation but by resistance. Many 20th century Romanian poets define their own work explicitly against his model, simplifying language, rejecting myth, abandoning cosmic scale. That kind of opposition is itself evidence of impact. You do not need to follow Eminescu to be shaped by him. It is enough to write in a literary space that he helped structurally redefine. Eminescu did not build a career through volume or visibility. His impact came from density and rigor, from texts that other writers and critics returned to repeatedly because they posed problems, linguistic, formal, philosophical, that were not easily resolved. In this sense, Eminescu shaped Romanian culture less by producing answers and more by setting standards for precision, for internal coherence, for seriousness of intent. January 15th, becoming National Culture Day, reflects this deeper idea of culture, not as mere celebration, but as work. Eminescu's life was not comfortable, and it was not triumphant. He struggled financially, suffered from deteriorating health, and depended on friends for support. But his personal hardship is not the reason he matters. What matters is that he treated culture as something that required discipline, study, and responsibility. He read extensively, revised obsessively, and demanded clarity from language at a time when clarity was rare. This is a useful reminder today, when culture is often reduced to visibility, opinion, or instant relevance. Eminescu did not create Romanian culture alone, and he did not intend to become a symbol. But his work shows what happens when culture is treated not as decoration, but as something that supports thought, memory, and collective meaning. That's all from Changemakers today. I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Thank you for listening.